The Truckee Who Loved Trains, the biography of Ken Thomas. Written by David Wilcox and read by Tony Saunders.
It was all falling into place. Ken Thomas was about to collect his new truck. He would be working for himself at last. He was looking forward to picking up the first load next Saturday. A couple of weeks earlier, he had submitted his resignation from his position as personnel officer at Standard Telephones and Cables, better known as STC, and was confident he would soon be making good money. It was March 1946, only 6 months after the end of World War II, and Sydney was full of young men recently discharged from the forces. Cashed up with their deferred pay, they were now looking for a new job or a business idea. Ken had talked to Ray Miners, a relative who had a truck and was making money with the transport and sale of timber fence palings. Ray said they could be bought at a timber mill at Wyong, about 100 miles north of Sydney, for threepence each. House owners in the outer suburbs had not been able to get fence palings during the war and were now happy to pay sixpence each. Ken found that Ray, with no education or trade, was making twice as much as he was with his two university degrees. When Ken asked if he could get part of the action, Ray said he would need a truck and be able to drive it. To Ray's surprise, Ken said he would buy a truck and learn to drive it, so Ray promised to help Ken get started. Ken had thought of an army disposal truck, as they were available, but then decided against that because many of those trucks had a rough history. Ken was no mechanic and he wanted to give reliable service to his customers, so he decided a new truck would be safer with less problems. It was to be an International KS5, a 5-ton tabletop imported from the USA, as international trucks were not made in Australia until 1951. Because they were in short supply, it was necessary to get a permit to buy the truck and then wait a month for delivery.